Welcome to the Healing Room. This is Ariel Hardy. Today I am going to lead us in a prayer, and I'm going to do some energy work. You'll hear me breathing to move the energy. You can move if you want to. You don't have to sit there rigidly. You can lie on the floor or your bed and kind of move as if you're a ribbon in water, being moved by the water. You can sit upright in a chair and let your shoulders kind of rotate or move, or let your spine kind of flow back and forth. So tonight, you know, I was having a wonderful dinner with the kids and my boyfriend, and we were all talking, and it had been a really busy day, and I did 5 healing sessions today, plus phone calls and a long dog walk with the kids and made dinner, and I suddenly looked out the kitchen window as I was washing dishes and realized, I never went out to the waterfall today. When we took our walk, we went out the front. We went along busy streets today, and we went to a playground. And I realized I can't let the sun go down without being there with God and nature. So I announced to the family I was taking my tea and going, and if anyone wanted to join me, great. So I went over there, and I just sat on this rock at the top of the bank and looked down over the waterfall, and there was a homeless man down at the bottom minding his own business on the sand, and I was at the top watching the ducks. And then I realized I needed to just close my eyes so that I didn't notice what he was doing, and I needed to just listen. So I tuned into the cicadas and the locusts and the waterfall sound and the traffic on the road nearby. And I used all of those sounds to imagine that there were these kind of rings of light massaging me, coming toward my neck, my shoulder, releasing all the tension. So yesterday I finished my 13 episodes of Energetically Speaking, the radio show I did on Voice America. And I realized I just need to release all that stress. You know, it was super exciting, but it was a lot to prepare for an hour-long show of me talking from all of my notes and everything I've learned from 20 years of healing work every single Monday, and then to do it live. So it was very stressful to pull it off, even though it was wonderful. And so I'm at this point now where I am just letting all the stress in my shoulders and my neck that I didn't even know I had be released. So I listened to the cicadas and the locusts. I just imagine these rings massaging my shoulders and neck. And I just let my shoulders rotate back. And I lean to the side, and I'd lift my left shoulder and lean to the right, and just kind of lean to the left again. I wasn't using my muscles to push this. I was just letting my body be moved by the frequencies, allowing my body to be moved. When I tuned into the waterfall, I just imagined that water was flowing in me, through my muscles, in my body. And when I tuned into the traffic, I imagined it was the ocean, the sound of the ocean. It reminds me of when I first moved to Denver with my daughters, and they were little, and we moved into a little apartment on a corner of an intersection, and we were from the country where there was silence, fields. And here we were in the city of Denver, And it was so loud for us. There was a two-lane, one-way street right outside our front window. And so I said to the kids, "It's the ocean." And we would imagine we lived beside the ocean. We ask the angels, the archangels, to move in around us. We ask our spirit guides to move in around us. We ask them to work directly on us. We ask that we are uplifted and any stress that's been weighing us down is removed. We ask that any tension in the back of our neck is released, in our shoulder blades is released. We ask our spirit guides to work on us directly, to release the vertebrae, the discs, the muscles in the upper back. We give thanks for the joy that our spirit guides bring us. We ask them to bring that joy into us, to stand on each side of us so that we can feel the lightness, the colorful energy, and the joy that they bring. We ask that we feel light, like children, playful, fun, happy, silly. We ask that our laughter moves freely from our chest, from our throat. We ask that we are filled to the brim with joy, 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 beautiful colors and light. We ask that this joy fills us and we are able to carry it into our day. Into our evening. We ask that we are playful and fun wherever we go, whatever we're doing today. We ask that we are connected to source, to the light. That light is moving up through us like a tube of light, up through our neck, out the top of our head, straight into the heavens, and that we are completely connected to the light. We ask that that light plunges down through our spine. The energy is moving through our feet, our ankles. Go ahead now and just move your ankles and your feet unless you're driving a car. You shouldn't be listening to this while you're driving a car probably anyway. When you're driving a car, you kind of want to be like a ninja, like listen to some crazy dance music so that you're on your toes. We ask that our low back is released so that there's no tension stopping the flow from heaven to earth through us. We ask that we are that bridge. We are the conduit between heaven and earth. The light above us and the earth below us. We ask that that energy is plunged into the ground through our feet, through our heels of our feet, through the balls of our feet. You can bounce your feet up and down now, kind of shake your legs like you're nervous to help get that energy to kind of jostle its way down through your legs and into your feet and into the earth. We ask that we are energized. We feel strong. We feel athletic. We feel alive. We feel awake. That our laughter is strong, that our eyes are bright. We ask that we can feel our spirit guide supporting us and backing us, standing behind us, beside us, with his or her hand on our shoulder, guiding us, We ask that we are centered. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light. This is Ariel Hardy in the Healing Room.